Hello. This is a pleasant surprise. I don't often wake to the sight of a man standing over me, especially not one as handsome as you are. What's that in your hand? Is that a wooden stake? Oh, you were going to kill me? Well, how about you put that down now for me? Do it. That's a good boy. Look deep into my eyes. That's right. You'd do anything for me, wouldn't you? You've fallen madly in love with me. Oh, men are just too easy. I'm truly a very lucky vampire indeed, when her morning meal willingly walks right into a lair. I was just starting to feel a little peckish. I don't even have to move a muscle for it, do I? Come on, bring your neck over here for me. I can already smell the thick blood pulsating through those succulent veins. That's right. Lean over and put your neck into my mouth. I'm waiting. Just what I needed. How refreshing. Your blood is most delicious, vampire slayer. You'll make an excellent thrall. Now tell me, who sent you? You're here of your own accord. An aspiring vampire slayer, eh? So, I suppose you heard the stories of a vampire nearby in the village and thought I'd make an easy mark. Let me guess, you didn't expect me to be quite so irresistible. You could have killed me, couldn't you? When I was sleeping in my coffin alone, perhaps offended your honourable sensibilities to stab a woman while she was asleep. Did you think twice on the stories you had heard? Could someone sleeping so delicately and peacefully really be the beast you'd come to find? Or perhaps something else caught your attention, ignited in you some less than honourable desires? Did your eyes linger on my bare bosom, gently rising and falling as I slept? Did you perhaps imagine what you could do to me right then and there? Of course, I'm a vampire, a soulless creature unworthy of pity. Surely you should have felt no moral compunction if you'd wished to claim me then. Though, now your views have changed, haven't they? What do you think about vampires now? Yes, that's right. You exist to serve me, to feed and to pleasure me. You belong to me. How do you feel about that? Oh, you're such a good pet. Now, help me out of my coffin. Thank you, my servant. Now kneel. Kiss my hand. Whom do you serve? Good boy. Such an obedient slave. I'm your mistress now. Your love for me is undying. Just as I shall live eternal. You would do anything for me, wouldn't you? Your blood is so delectable that I shall have to be careful not to drain you completely. You wouldn't be any use to me then. Now, pet, your mistress demands you satisfy her, and she will not be pleased if you don't give it your all. I want you to worship me, thrall. Kiss my foot. Good boy. Now work your way up my leg, slowly. That's right. Worship my body with your mouth. Your tongue is mine now, solely for me to use whenever I please. Isn't that right? Worship your mistress, pet. Run your lips up and down my legs. See how you've made me glisten in the moonlight? Yes. Gaze up at me with those loving eyes. You know you're mine, don't you? All you will ever have to think about from now on is pleasing me. I think I've done you a favor. What a simple life you have now. I know what you want. I can see it in your eyes. You're desperate to taste my dripping honey, aren't you? Oh, aren't you just so devoted to your mistress? I too am reaching my breaking point. I long to feel your mouth on my entrance. Go on then. I shall hold you back no longer. Pleasure me with your tongue. You're such a good pet. Your tongue, it reaches so deep. You are pressing your head into me. I must wrap my thighs tightly around you. Oh yes, you mortal beast. Keep going. That was... Oh, I'm never going to let you go. Your face. You're soaked. Did you enjoy that, pet? Do you like how I taste? Of course you do. I bet you want even more, don't you? No, not now. I know how you'd love to dive in again straight away. But later, my oh-so-devoted servant, for I begin to hunger once more. Look at you. Look at how you immediately present your neck for me to feed on. It's a very tempting offer you make, my pet. But no, I shan't take any more from you just yet. I simply cannot have you dying on me now. No, I won't take any more blood. There is something else you can offer. Something to satisfy my hunger that only men can provide. Though blood is the most common meal for us, we vampires can actually feed on bodily fluid. There's something I need from you, manservant. Go on, take off your breeches. In fact, we may as well have everything off. It should be warm enough for you in here. Good boy. Now, let me have a good look at you close up. Oh, this day just gets better and better. You won't be needing clothes from now on, servant. I'll be admiring you whenever I can. Now, let me have a look down there. Oh, my. You are truly a remarkable specimen. This cock must be the finest I've ever seen. please let me gaze upon its majesty for a moment. So hard and strong. It's just so majestic. It makes me want to kneel down and worship it forevermore. And let me have a look at these marvelous balls beneath. These are wonderful as well. They are so large and swollen. I can smell all the sweet nectar within, just begging to be released. Tell me, how long has it been since these were emptied? That long? Are you not in pain? How can you stand to have them bulging like this? Would no maiden in the village help you? Oh, you poor, poor thing. Well, servant, your torment is soon to be at an end, for I wish to milk these juicy balls for all they're worth. Yes, I want to drink down all your delicious cum. I am so hungry for it. I must have it all. Ah, that's what this is. You're leaking already? A thick bead of it appeared on your tip. Oh, my mouth is watering. How much must you have stored? Please don't move. We don't need to rush this. Let me just gently put my tongue to your slit so it pours onto it. That was unbelievably good. Even better than your blood. Oh, to think how much more you've got in there for me. It makes me dizzy with desire. I want more. I want to kiss your tip and feel it leaking onto my lips. Yes, I can taste more. It's pouring out in a constant stream of pre-cum. It's too much. I can't waste any of it. I just want to suck on you like a baby calf on its mother's teat. I want to wrap my lips around your cock forever. The strongest man in the world couldn't pull me off you. I need to keep tasting this heavenly nectar. I'm so hungry for it. Fuck, it tastes so good. Please, please give it to me. Please, I need more. I must have more. No more blood. This is all I want to drink for all eternity. I know you have more. There's more in these. massive, swollen balls. Let me worship them. Let me bury my face in them. Yes, it's in there. Oh, that smell, it drives me wild. Let me suck on them. Maybe I'll be able to taste it. Yes. Ah, get it all out. Reward these tasty balls for their service. Make it flow through your shaft and into my waiting mouth. Yes, your majestic cock is hard again. I can't hold back this time. I want to take it right to the base. I want to glue my lips to your hips. But servant, you'll need to help me. Do as your mistress commands and throat fuck her. Fuck my face as hard as you can until you pump your delicious load straight down my throat. Don't worry about letting me breathe. I'm already dead, remember? Please. Oh, please, fuck my face. Don't hold back. Fuck my throat until you come. More need more. Hey, don't you pull away from me. I'm still hungry. What do you mean you're spent? You're finished when I say you're finished, slave. Now, look into my eyes. Give me more. Come. Perhaps you still don't quite understand the arrangement. Didn't you hear what I said before? I want to drink your cum for all eternity. I'm going to be draining these balls from now until the end of time. Lie back, pet. You've still got so much more to give me.